The screen is a solid light blue. A white glow travels down the screen to reveal the Disney castle. The glow grows larger, then evaporates to become the signature of Walt Disney.
In 1607, we sailed the open sea. For glory, God, and gold, and the Virginia Company.
The city of London in 1607.
And we'll all be rich and free.
A three-masted ship sits at dockside where burly seamen are signing up as crew for the Virginia Company. In this animated story, the drawings are realistic. The men look like men, not cartoons, with their work clothes, vests, and boots. As young Thomas kisses his mother, shakes hands with his father, and heads up the gangplank, the crewmen at the rail look at the crowd below.
Look, is that Smith?
That's him, all right, the old sea dog.
Captain John Smith. I've heard some amazing stories about him.
Are you coming on this voyage too?
Of course he is, you halfwit. You can't fight Indians without John Smith.
That's right. I'm not about to let you boys have all the fun.
A fancy horse-drawn carriage careens up to the gangplank. Out of the carriage parades the pompous Governor Ratcliffe, followed by a manservant bearing a tiny but snooty black and white pug dog on a cushion. All the families wave goodbye as the ship pulls away from the dock. At the bow, Captain John Smith gazes at the horizon across the sea. In mid-Atlantic, with hurricane winds, a ferocious storm batters the ship. With all their strength, the crewmen pull on lines to furl the sails out of harm's way. Huge waves crash on the decks as men pump water out of the hold. As the storm batters the ship, young Thomas struggles desperately with a thick rope to secure a cannon on the deck. From high on a mast, Captain John Smith slides down a rope to meet the emergency.
Steady on your course. It's all right, Thomas. We'll get her tied off.
John Smith and Thomas tie off the cannon as a ship rises to the top of a giant wave. As the schooner drops down into the trough, the huge wave breaks over the deck. The mighty force of the water pushes Thomas through the cannon port and out into the sea below. John Smith ties a line around his waist, runs to the rail, and dives out into the raging waters, the loose rope trailing behind him.
Are you crazy? Hang on, Thomas! I've got you!
The ship is pulling away from the two men in the churning ocean.
The rope!
Three crewmen grab the rope and pull for all they're worth. John Smith and Thomas are swept underwater and past the hull of the ship.
Come on, lads! Pull!
They finally break the surface.
Pull! Pull! Put your back into it!
Pull! Are pulled up the high stern of the ship.
Hang on!
And over the rail, onto the deck.
Well, that was refreshing.
Well done, Smith.
Of course. You'd all do the same for me.
Oh, sure, yes, sure.
Of course we would. Yeah, we would. Absolutely.
Governor Ratcliffe holds his pug dog, Percy.
Trouble on deck.
Governor Ratcliffe.
Thomas fell overboard, sir.
Thank heavens he's been successfully retrieved. Well done, Smith.
Thank you, sir.
Don't lose heart, men. It won't be long before we reach the new world. And remember what awaits us there. Freedom.
Wow.
Prosperity.
Wow.
The adventure of our lives.
You're the finest crew England has to offer, and nothing, not wind, nor rain, nor a thousand bloodthirsty savages shall stand in our way. Carry on!
The manservant Wiggins hovers with an umbrella.
A stirring oration, sir. I'm sure the men were most exhilarated.
Let us hope so. I'll need those witless peasants to dig up my gold, won't I?
The pug dog smiles.
This new world's gonna be great, John. I'm going to get a pile of gold, build me a big house, and if any Indian tries to stop me, I'll blast him.
You just worry about that fortune of yours, Thomas. Leave the savages to me.
You think they'll give us much trouble?
Not as much trouble as Smith'll give them.
We'll kill ourselves an engine, or maybe two or three.
John Smith taps a wine keg for the crew.
Hold of the Virginia Company.
What do you suppose the New World will look like?
Like all the others, I suppose. I've seen hundreds of New Worlds, Thomas. What could possibly be different about this one?
It's glory, God, and gold in the Virginia Company.
Meanwhile, in the distant New World, the beams from the sun shining through the clouds cast patterns on the pristine waters of a beautiful wilderness harbor. Pine trees line the shores of the river as Indian canoes ripple silently through the peaceful waters. Chief Powhatan is coming home. An Indian lookout signals the chief's arrival. Hearing the seashell horn, another brave runs to the edge of a high cliff overlooking a cornfield to relay the signal.
You are listening to the first ever description for The Vision Impaired of an animated feature film in a motion picture theater. This is Helen Harris, president of RP International Fighting Blindness, thanking Michael Eisner for being the dream giver for blind children everywhere. As the villagers run to the riverbank to greet their chief, the credits appear on the screen. Disney's Pocahontas, music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, written by Carl Binder, Susanna Grant, and Philip Lezebnik. Produced by James Pentecost. Directors Mike Gabriel and Eric Goldberg.
Powhatan, standing in the bow of a hollow log canoe, is tall and regal, with a rugged but kind face topped by a crown of black-tipped turkey feathers. Below tall pine trees, he walks among his people, smiling benevolently while a maiden runs to greet her arriving brave, causing the chief to chuckle.
Chumawinkapo, Powhatan.
Ewinito, Kikata.
It's good to be home.
Chest Chame! The Massawomics are defeated. With the help of our brothers, our villages are safe again.
Your return has brought much joy to the village. Look at all the smiling faces.
Yes, but there's one smiling face I don't see. Where is my daughter?
You know Pocahontas. She has her mother's spirit. She goes wherever the wind takes her.
The wind catches colored leaves, swirls them through the forest to the top of a huge waterfall, where standing proud and tall, Pocahontas surveys the magnificent landscape. She wears a soft tan buckskin dress. Her long black hair falls straight to her waist, but is caught by the wind and billows out behind her.
Pocahontas!
Her friend Nakoma in a canoe below.
Your father's back! Come down here! He's back, Flint.
Flit, her hummingbird bodyguard, steals a berry in midair.
Come on, Miko!
From Miko, her always hungry raccoon companion, Pocahontas turns, runs to the edge of the cliff, and launches herself into the air.
No! Not that way!
Pocahontas arches her body in the air, diving gracefully toward the pool at the base of the falls, landing without a splash.
Show off.
Miko, the raccoon, tries to copy Pocahontas' fancy dive. As he plummets downward, he suddenly realizes how high he is and panics. He grabs hold of Flit, hoping his little wings will slow the fall.
Pocahontas? Pocahontas?
From deep in the pool, Pocahontas rises toward the canoe.
Well, you better be all right, because I'm not coming in after you!
And pitches Nakoma into the water.
Don't you think we're getting a little old for these games?
Miko pulls himself out of the water onto the overturned canoe. The dark surface around his tail seems to form a target. Flit, furious at being dunked, lunges at the bullseye with his pointy beak. Miko falls back into the water, while Flit flies right into the canoe, his bill sticking into the wood.
Help me turn this thing over.
The canoe is suddenly flipped over, and Flit is underwater again.
What were you doing up there?
Thinking.
Miko? About the dream again? Well, have you figured it out yet?
I know it means something, I just don't know what.
You should ask your father about it.
Maybe I should. Come on, Flick. Quit playing around. We have to get back.
Pocahontas and Nakoma pull their canoe ashore and run to join the tribe, witnessing the chief's salute to Kokuin, a handsome warrior who never ever breaks into a smile.
Until the evening shadows fell.
Our warriors fought with courage, but none as bravely as Kokuin, for he attacked with the fierce strength of the bear. He has proven himself to be the greatest.
Oh, he's so handsome.
And the finest. I especially love the smile.
Destroying every enemy in his path. Tonight, we will feast in his honor.
Pocahontas moves through the crowd to Powhatan.
My daughter.
Wingapo, father.
Seeing you gives me great joy.
I'm so glad you've come home safely.
Come with me. We have much to talk about.
I want to hear everything you've been
As
doing.
They walk into the chief's longhouse, Miko and Flit follow, entering through the smoke hole in the roof.
Father, for many nights now, I've been having a very strange dream. I think it's telling me something's about to happen. Something exciting.
Yes, something exciting is about to happen.
Powhatan places his headdress on the shelf with Miko.
Kokuom has asked to seek your hand in marriage.
Marry Kokuom?
Flit is happy. Miko isn't.
I told him it would make my heart sore.
Outside, Kokuom stands stone-faced amid the celebration.
But he's so serious.
My daughter, Kokuom will make a fine husband. He is loyal and strong and will build you a good house with sturdy walls. With him, you will be safe from harm.
Father, I think my dream is pointing me down another path.
This is the right path for you.
Miko and a pot fall off the shelf. Pocahontas catches him. While Flit pops up from inside the broken pot.
Pocahontas, come with me. You are the daughter of the chief. It is time to take your place among our people. Even the wild mountain stream must someday join the big river.
As the river cuts his path, though the river's proud and strong, he will choose the smoothest course. That's why rivers live so long.
They have walked to the bank of a river.
They're steady as the steady beating drum.
Your mother wore this for our wedding. It was her dream to see you wear it at your own.
He places a beaded necklace with a shell pendant around her neck.
It suits you.
Miko on her shoulder plays with the necklace.
He wants me to be steady. Like the river.
As she stares at her reflection, an otter jumps out of the river.
But it's not steady at all.
The otter leaps up the river as Pocahontas gets into her canoe.
What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend.
The hummingbird points the way.
Just around the river bend. I look once more. Just around the river bend. Beyond the shore. Where the gulls fly free. Don't know what for. What I dream the day might send. Just around the river bend. For me.
She paddles the canoe behind a small waterfall.
I feel it there beyond those trees or right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that splatter of distant drumming? For a handsome, sturdy husband who builds handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the river bend. Just
Miko spots a big waterfall ahead. Down into the white water below.
Riverbend beyond the shore, somewhere past the sea. Don't know what
she expertly paddles through the rocks.
Again, just around the riverbend.
And through a rainbow in the
just
mist.
Around the riverbend.
Ahead, a fork in the river.
Should I choose the smoothest course? Steady as the beating drum. Should I marry Kokuom is all my dreaming at an end? Or do you still wait for me, dream giver, just around the river?
Rather than the wide and smooth left fork, Pocahontas chooses the right fork, which seems to twist and turn through the forest, leading to an ancient weeping willow with dense branches drooping down to the surface of the river. As Pocahontas' canoe glides through the branches, Miko greets the small animals coming to meet them. Partridge, squirrel, chipmunks, rabbits, two sleepy owls. Pocahontas climbs out of her canoe onto a wide root of the old willow.
Is that my Pocahontas?
Grandmother Willow, I need to talk to you.
The gnarled trunk magically becomes the face of a wise old woman.
I was hoping you'd visit today.
Oh,
your mother's necklace.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. My father wants me to marry Kokuum.
Kokuum? But he's so serious.
I know. My father thinks it's the right path for me. But lately, I've been having this dream, and I think it's...
Oh, a dream. Let's hear all about it.
The animals chatter excitedly.
Quiet!
A little frog receives a stern glance from Grandmother Willow and leaps under his lily pad to hide.
Now, child, you were saying...
Well, I'm running through the woods, and then right there in front of me is an arrow. As I look at it, it starts to spin.
A spinning arrow? How unusual.
Yes, it spins faster and faster and faster until suddenly it stops.
Miko's eyes spin like the compass arrow.
Well, it seems to me this spinning arrow is pointing you down your path.
But Grandmother Willow, what is my path? How am I ever going to find it?
Your mother asked me the very same question.
She did? What did you tell her?
I told her to listen. All around you are spirits, child. They live in the earth, the water, the sky. If you listen, they will guide you.
A breeze picks up, rustling the willow's leaves.
I hear the wind.
Yes. What is it telling you?
I don't understand.
Que natura, you will understand. Listen with your heart, you will understand. Let it break upon you like a wave upon the sand.
It's saying something's coming. Strange clouds?
Listen with your heart, you will understand.
Pocahontas climbs to the top of the tree. As she peers out, her eyes widen in amazement and her companions scatter.
What do you see?
Clouds.
The towering sails.
Strange clouds.
Of the Virginia Company ship billow majestically.
Look at it, Wiggins. An entire new world chock full of gold. Just waiting for me.
And scores of adventures waiting for us, right, Percy? Do you think we'll meet some savages?
If we do, we shall be sure to give them a proper English greeting.
Oh, gift baskets!
And he came so highly recommended.
Governor Ratcliffe sits and unrolls a map.
It's perfect, Governor. The water's deep enough, we can pull right up to shore. Hey there, Percy.
John Smith ruffles Percy's hair.
Very well, then. Give the order.
Already done, sir. I've got a crew assembled and they're ready to go.
About the natives. I'm counting on you to make sure those filthy heathens don't disrupt our mission.
Well, if they're anything like the savages I've fought before, it's nothing I can't handle.
Right. That'll be all, Smith. That's good.
See you, Percy.
Again, he ruffles the pug dog's hair.
Men like Smith, don't they? I've never been a popular man.
I like you.
And don't think I don't know what those backstabbers at court say about me.
Oh, yes, all that talk about being a pathetic social climber who's failed at everything he's
tried. I'm very well aware that this is my last chance for glory. But mark my words, Wiggins. When King James sees the gold these peasants unearth, success will be mine at last.
The men are awestruck at the majestic vistas and untamed forests.
It's incredible.
And it's all ours. I've never seen anything like it.
It could look like Radcliffe's knickers for all I care, just as long as I got off this stinking boat.
Come on, men. We didn't come all this way just to look at it.
John Smith climbs over the rail and down a rope ladder into the dinghy. As they row toward shore, they hear the sounds of the forests. Animal cries, whispering winds. They fall silent. Pocahontas, Miko, and Flit run through the forest toward the shore. As the boat nears the shore, Pocahontas climbs up the steep face of a rock to gain a better look. The dinghy hits the shore with a crunch as Pocahontas reaches the top and peers over the edge. She sees Captain John Smith step out of the boat and reverently remove his iron war helmet. She and her companions are stunned to see the massive bulk of the Virginia Company ship.
Steady! Hold up! That's far enough!
All right now, tie her off!
Here, John, tie off this end. John? John?
What are you doing up there?
Getting a better look.
John climbs to a tree branch nearby as Pocahontas conceals herself behind a bush. He stares out, awestruck at the magnificent vista stretching out in all directions. Miko creeps forward out of curiosity. Pocahontas tries to grab him, but he's already approaching John Smith. Flit grabs Miko's tail and flies in reverse. Like a rubber band snapping, Miko goes rolling into John, who spins around, knife in hand. Miko smiles meekly.
Well, you're a strange-looking fellow. You hungry?
John pulls a biscuit out of his pouch.
No, it's a biscuit. It's food. Well, sort of. You like it, eh? Well, try eating it for 4 months straight.
Miko accepts a second biscuit and turns and waves triumphantly back at the bush.
You got a friend back there?
John stands, jumps to the rock, strides over to move the bush aside when Flit, the bodyguard, attacks.
Hey, what? Watch out.
John swats the air, trying to avoid the dive bomb attacks.
Look out.
John, you better get down here. The governor's coming ashore.
All right. I'm leaving.
Flit flies to Pocahontas, who gives him a dubious smile of thanks as Miko savors the last crumbs of the biscuits, including the few that dropped on the ground. In the longhouse, Chief Powhatan presides over a meeting of the village council.
My brothers, we must know more about these visitors. Kikata, what do you see?
Kikata pours a handful of powder on the fire. A huge plume of smoke rises and forms into the shape of a soldier with iron war helmet and musket.
These are not men like us. They're strange beasts with bodies that shine like the sun and weapons that spout fire and thunder.
The smoke swirls into the shape of a pack of wolves.
They prowl the earth like ravenous wolves, consuming everything in their path.
The smoke wolf circles the warrior, Kokuam.
Great Powhatan, I will lead our warriors to the river and attack. We will destroy these invaders the way we destroyed the Massawomics.
Kokuam, in that battle we knew how to fight our enemy, but these pale visitors are strange to us. Take some men to the river to observe them. Let us hope they do not intend to stay.
A flag goes in the ground.
I hereby claim this land and all its riches in the name of His Majesty King James the First, and do so name this settlement Jamestown.
Bravo! Bravo! Beautifully spoken, sir!
Hurry now, Percy. We must be all squeaky clean for the new world.
Percy the dog sits in an ornate porcelain washbowl, taking a bubble bath. He wears a dainty shower cap and nibbles from a bowl of cherries. Outside the cabin, curious Miko the raccoon spies the cherries, but loses his balance and lands with a splash in the bubble bath. A giant bubble pops, revealing Miko shyly waving hello. The pug dog is about to attack when Miko pops a cherry between Percy's teeth and takes all the rest of the fruit in his own mouth. The enraged pug dog leaps out of the tub with bubbles flying and pursues Miko out the door, down the gangplank, and into a mud puddle.
Captain Smith, it appears I've selected the perfect location, eh? Not a savage in sight.
Well, just because we don't see them doesn't mean they're not out there, sir.
Well, then perhaps you should venture forth and determine their whereabouts. Hmm?
If there are any Indians out there, I'll find them.
John isn't aware that Pocahontas is watching behind a bush.
Now, gentlemen, to work. You men, get the ship unloaded.
Right,
you
sir.
Men, build
right,
the fort. The rest of you, break out the shovels. It's time to start digging.
Digging?
Well, of course. Let's not forget what the Spanish found when they came to the New World. Gold. Mountains of it. Why, for years they've been ravaging the New World of its most precious resources. But now... it's our turn. The gold of Cortez, the jewels of Pizarro, will seem like mere trinkets by this time tomorrow. The gold we find here will dwarf them by far. Oh, with all you got in your boys, dig up Virginia, boys.
He hands out axes and shovels.
Boys, mine every mountain and dig, boys. Dig till you drop, grab a pick. Boys, quick, boys, shove in a shovel. Uncover those lovely pebbles that sparkle and shine. It's gold, and it's mine, mine, mine.
Hey, nonny, nonny, hi, nonny, nonny. Ooh, how I love it.
The settlers dig holes and cut down trees.
Hey, nonny, nonny, hi, nonny, nonny. There'll be heaps of it, and I'll be on top of the heap.
He imagines being back in court, dressed in gold.
It's not that I'm bitter, but think how they'll squirm when they see how I glitter. The ladies at court will be all a twitter. The king will reward me. He'll knight me. No, lord me. It's mine, mine, mine for the taking. It's mine, boys. Mine me that gold with those nuggets, nuggets. Glory, gimme, my dear friend King Jimmy will probably build me a shrine. And all of the gold is mine.
While they're already laying waste to the countryside, John Smith climbs an untouched hill.
All of my life I have searched for a land like this one.
He exuberantly explores the countryside.
A wilder, more challenging country I couldn't desire.
Followed secretly by Pocahontas.
Hundreds of dangers await, and I don't plan to miss one. In a land I can claim, a land I can tame, the greatest adventure is mine.
Keep on working, lads.
Mine.
Don't be shirking, lads. Mine, boys, mine, mine be that gold.
The area looks like a pockmarked wasteland.
Make this island my land.
Make the mounds big, boys. I'd help you to dig, boys. But I've got this crick in my spine.
This land we behold.
This beauty untold.
A man can be bold.
It all can be sold.
The dynamite has ravaged the wilderness as Governor Ratcliffe stands triumphant. Deep in the forest, John Smith stops at the edge of a waterfall. He dips his cupped hands into the water, but before he drinks, the reflection catches his eye. It is the merest suggestion of a face behind his. He looks behind him, but nothing is there. Pocahontas is on a rock above, crouching behind a tree. John stands, casts a quick glance behind him, puts on his helmet, picks up his musket, and starts walking toward the waterfall. Pocahontas cautiously creeps down the rocks toward the visitor.
She parts some reeds to look and finds the stranger gone. She sees only empty rocks and waterfall. Miko pops up for a look. She gestures him to be quiet. Out of the reeds, Pocahontas creeps carefully toward the falls and across some stepping stones. Behind the waterfall, John Smith watches the rippled figure through the falling water. He readies his musket, then leaps through the water, landing on the other side, his gun aimed directly at Pocahontas. In the mist, she rises toward him and freezes, her long black hair flowing out behind. John is stunned to find that it's a young woman who's been following him, the most breathtaking girl he's ever seen. Equally stunned, looking straight into Smith's blue eyes, for the first time in her life, Pocahontas is speechless. They stare at each other for longer than they realize, each more intrigued than they know they should be. John Smith puts his musket down and steps off the stone into the water. He quietly removes his helmet. She breaks her trance and runs.
No, wait, please.
She runs through a thicket of birch trees toward her dugout canoe, followed by Miko and Flit.
Please. Don't run off.
In her canoe, she stops and turns warily.
It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you.
Here, let me help you out of there.
Madakwe Naturat.
You don't understand a word I'm saying, do you?
She stares at his hand and then up at his smile.
It's all right.
The moment they touch, leaves swirl about them. It's as if an electric current runs through both their bodies.
Listen with your heart, you will understand.
Flit squeaks with happiness, while Miko almost purrs.
Who are you?
Listen with your heart, you will understand.
Pocahontas.
What? What did you say?
My name is Pocahontas.
Miko and Flit are astonished.
I'm John Smith.
That's it. Keep at it, men. Keep digging. He's gonna be here somewhere.
Kokuim and other warriors watch in the bush.
There's 30 more of them down by the ridge.
That makes more than 100.
Anything yet?
Nothing but rocks and dirt, sir.
How long are we gonna keep digging like this, sir?
Aye. We're slaving away, busting our backs, being naive.
Walking and country, I know, and I show your fatigue.
He bites a chicken leg.
Wiggins! Wiggins!
Wiggins is artistically clipping a hedge into animal shapes.
Dispose of this.
Elephant, giraffe, and a bear.
Oh. Who's a good doggy?
Wiggins tries to tempt Percy with the meat.
Thick boy!
Percy turns up his nose, so Wiggins tosses the chicken into the bushes, where it lands next to Coco, who stands up to look.
Arm yourself! Run!
Pandemonium breaks out as the settlers scramble for their weapons and armor. Thomas eagerly grabs a musket.
Truth!
He shoots between Ratcliffe's legs and into a water barrel. Fire blasting muskets against bow and arrow. Percy runs for cover, ducking under a discarded helmet.
Where's that blasted Smith when I need him?
Ratcliffe's next shot hits a warrior in the leg.
Mamantak!
A settler lunges forward to club the warrior on the ground, but Kokuim wrestles with the settler, pushes him back, and picks up his fallen friend.
Back to the village.
Shut up! Shut up, you fools! We'll be back.
Wiggins hides behind his hedge.
Everyone back to camp! Get the rest of the cannons ashore and finish building the fort!
Aye, Governor.
He stops to glare at Thomas.
And you! Learn to use that thing properly. A man's not a man unless he knows how to shoot.
In the longhouse, the medicine man tries to heal the fallen warrior.
These beasts invade our shores. And now this.
This wound is strange to me.
We will fight this enemy, but we cannot do it alone. Kokwong, send messengers to every village in our nation. And we'll call on our brothers to help us fight.
These white men are dangerous. No one is to go near them.
It's called a helmet.
Flit sees his reflection in the metal and pecks at the other bird.
So, what river is this?
Kuyukahanik.
You have the most unusual names here. Chickahominy. Kuyukahanik. Pocahontas.
You have the most unusual name, too. John Smith.
Hey!
Miko searches for more biscuits.
Is this bottomless pit a friend of yours?
Miko.
Well, how do you do, Miko?
Miko grabs John's hand.
It's all right. It's just a handshake. Here, let me show you.
Pocahontas stares at John's extended hand.
Nothing's happening.
No, I need your hand first.
She gives him her hand. They shake.
It's how we say hello.
Miko shakes Flit's pointy bill.
This is how we say hello. Wingapo.
Palm facing outward, she describes a circle in the air.
Wingapo.
And how we say goodbye.
She moves her hand the other way.
I like hello better.
Flit, the bodyguard, buzzes between them, pushing their hands apart.
Yeah, I remember you.
Flit just doesn't like strangers.
But I'm not a stranger anymore. Stubborn little fellow, isn't he?
Very stubborn.
Out of John's pouch comes Miko with a small round compass in his mouth.
Come back here.
Don't worry, he can't hurt it.
The raccoon pounds the compass on a rock.
Miko, bring that back.
No, it's all right. He can keep it. Call it a gift.
What was that?
My compass.
Compass?
It tells you how to find your way when you get lost. But it's all right. I'll get another one in London.
London? Is that your village?
Yes. It's a very big village.
What's it like?
Well, it's got streets filled with carriages, bridges over the rivers, and buildings as tall as trees.
I'd like to see those things.
You will.
How?
We're going to build them here. We'll show your people how to use this land properly, how to make the most of it.
Make the most of it?
Yes. We'll build roads and decent houses and...
Our houses are fine.
You think that, only because you don't know any better.
Insulted, Pocahontas stalks off.
Wait a minute. Don't take it then. Hey.
Wait!
He blocks her canoe.
There's so much we can teach you. We've improved the lives of savages all over the world.
Savages?
Not that you're a savage.
Just my people.
No. Listen. That's not what I meant. Let me explain.
Let go!
No, I'm not letting you leave.
She leaps from the canoe into an overhead tree.
Look, don't do this. Savage is just a word.
Into the tree he goes.
A term for people who are uncivilized.
Like me.
Well, when I say uncivilized, what I mean is...
A broken branch and down he goes, followed by his helmet. She lands lightly, raises his helmet, and looks him in the eye.
What you mean is, not like you. You think I'm an ignorant savage, and you've been so many places, I guess it must be so. But still, I cannot see if the savage one is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know.
She walks to the edge of a cliff overlooking the recent destruction of the land by the settlers.
like you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name.
John is aiming at a grizzly bear.
The only people who are people are the people who look and think like you.
Pocahontas pushes John's gun away from his aim.
If you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew.
The grizzly with her loving cubs.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
They run hand in hand across a meadow, over a waterfall and through the forest, running with the deer.
Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you, and for once never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends.
They release a brace of hawks from their wrists.
High does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. For whether we are white or copper-skinned, we need to sing with all the voices of the mountain. Need to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth, and still all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
They stand gazing at each other, drawing closer, the breeze blowing leaves about them.
What is it?
The drums. They mean trouble. I shouldn't be here.
I want to see you again.
I can't.
Please, don't leave.
I'm sorry. I have to go.
She pulls away and runs off, leaving John alone under the giant oak. The settlers are erecting a 12-foot wall around the settlement.
Two on each side.
Ready now.
Push! Watch it, it's slipping.
Come on, lads, it's only a little picket fence.
Steady, steady.
There you go.
That'll keep everything out, eh, John?
Hez Miko follows a scent down a log inside.
Something wrong, John?
What?
You've been awfully quiet the last few days.
Oh, he's just mad that he missed all the action.
Ah, don't worry, John. You'll get your chance to deal with the Indians.
Yeah, we'll take care of them like we did last time, eh, mates? We shot ourselves an Indian, or maybe two or three.
All right, you howling nutter, get to work.
Come on, Ben, it's just a little fun.
Oh, sure, we're having loads of fun, right? Look at us, no gold, no food. While Ratcliffe sits up in his tent all day, happy as a clam.
I'm doomed. I should be wallowing in riches by now, and I haven't found as much as a speck.
Miko noses under the tent, always hungry. Percy lifts a silver dome to reveal a carousel of dog biscuits. He spins the merry-go-round and nibbles a treat as it passes, reaching for the next one. They're all gone. Miko is perched atop the carousel, happily finishing off the morsels.
What am I overlooking?
Wiggins has an arrow through his head.
I made it myself.
It's a joke arrow.
Of course. The Indians. Wiggins, why do you think those insolent heathens attacked us?
Because we invaded their land and cut down their trees and dug up their earth.
It's the gold. They have it, and they don't want us to take it from them. Well, I'll just have to take it by force then, won't I? You there. Where's Captain Smith?
Well, he's gone.
Aye, your singing must have scared them off.
Well, then go get him, for heaven's sake.
What if we run into the Indians?
That's what guns are for. Now arm yourselves and get moving.
Percy is still chasing Miko. The dog races past the moose, placidly chewing grass. Miko pops out from behind the moose's antler and gives the big animal a tiny dog biscuit. In a cornfield, Flit stands guard over Pocahontas and Nakoma.
Pocahontas, you should be inside the village.
We'll be all right. We're gathering food for when the warriors arrive.
Don't go far. Now is not the time to be running off.
Yes, Father.
When I see you wear that necklace, you look just like your mother.
I miss her.
But she is still with us. Whenever the wind moves through the trees, I feel her presence. Our people look to her for wisdom and strength. Someday, they will look to you as well.
I would be honored by that.
You shouldn't be out here alone. I'll send for Kokuam.
All right, what is it?
What?
You're hiding something.
I'm not hiding anything.
Pocahontas, you can tell me. I promise, I won't tell anyone.
It's John Smith.
Pocahontas, look!
Flit impales himself on John's biscuit.
It's one of them. I'm going to get...
What are you doing here?
I had to see you again.
Pocahontas! Pocahontas!
Please, don't say anything. Quick, this way.
But...
Nakoma. Where is Pocahontas?
I haven't seen her.
Pocahontas can't keep running off. It's dangerous out there. Tell her that. She listens to you.
Sure she does.
Flit is still trying to get loose from the biscuit, which finally upends and falls on him. Miko sits in the willow, finishing off the morsels he stole from Percy. Among his treasures are John Smith's helmet and compass.
This place is incredible.
And to think we came all this way just to dig it up for gold.
Gold?
Hey, Miko.
What's gold?
You know, it's yellow. Comes out of the ground. It's really valuable.
Oh, here, we have lots of it.
She peels back an ear of corn.
No, gold is this.
A coin.
There's nothing like that around here.
No gold.
Not that I've seen.
All this way for nothing. Well, those boys are in for a big surprise.
Will they leave?
Some of them might.
Will you go home?
Well, it's not like I have much of a home to go back to. I've never really belonged anywhere.
You could belong here.
He sees the twisted trunk becoming the face of old Grandmother Willow.
What was that?
Did you see something?
No. I didn't see anything. Did I?
Look again.
Like a wave upon the sand. Hello, John Smith.
Pocahontas, that tree is talking to me.
Then you should talk back.
Don't be frightened, young man. My bark is worse than my bite.
Say something.
What do you say to a tree?
Anything you want.
He stands to address the tree.
Come closer, John Smith. He has a good soul. And he's handsome, too.
Oh, I like her.
I knew you would.
Smith! Smith! Where are you, mate?
We can't let them see us.
Quick, over here.
This place gives me the creeps. Savages could be hiding anywhere.
Aye, well, if you spot one, don't ask questions. Just shoot.
Grandma raises a root.
Watch your feet, you big oaf.
It wasn't me. It was the tree.
Oh, of course. The tree just felt like lifting its roots. And
the root moves back down.
Let's get out of here.
Grandma slaps them with a branch.
Ow!
Run!
But what about Smith?
He's a big lad. He can take care of himself.
I'm glad you're on our side.
There's still some snap in these old vines.
I'd better get back before they send the whole camp out after me.
When will I see you again?
Meet me tonight. Right here.
Well, I haven't had this much excitement in 200 years.
What am I doing? I shouldn't be seeing him again. I mean, I want to see him again.
Who wouldn't? I want to see him again.
But still, something inside is telling me it's the right thing.
Perhaps it's your dream.
My dream? Do you think he's the one the spinning arrow was pointing to? Oars dig into the river as canoes loaded with warriors fly through the water.
The warriors are here!
As the villagers cheer, the flotilla of canoes approach the beach. Pocahontas looks in horror at the growing hysteria. Pocahontas, are you crazy? What were you doing with
them? There you are.
Kokuum.
Look at them. Now we have enough warriors to destroy those white demons.
Now that we are joined by our brothers, we will defeat this enemy.
As Powhatan leads the other chief into the longhouse, Pocahontas hurries after her father. Father, I need to speak with you.
Not now, my daughter. The council is gathering.
We don't have to fight them. There must be a better way.
Sometimes our paths are chosen for us.
But maybe we should try talking to them.
They do not want to talk.
But if one of them did want to talk, you would listen to him, wouldn't you?
Pocahontas.
Wouldn't you?
Of course I would. But it is not that simple. Nothing is simple anymore.
He goes into the longhouse and pulls the flap closed, leaving Pocahontas alone. John Smith and Miko hurry back to the settlement when out of the bushes comes Percy, all ragged and covered with burrs. Percy chases Miko right into a hollow log. The dog gets stuck with only his rear end sticking out. Miko climbs out of the log, perches on John Smith's shoulder, and waves goodbye to Percy, who falls over on his back, still trapped. At the settlement, the sentries nervously eye the woods. Thomas patrols with his musket at ready. A twig snaps, and Thomas aims.
Easy, Thomas, it's me.
Miko dives headfirst into John's pouch.
I could have killed you.
Not aiming like that, you couldn't. Keep both eyes open when you shoot. You'll see twice as well.
Smith! There you are!
We were looking all over for you.
Smith! Where have you been?
I was out scouting the terrain, sir.
Excellent. Then you must know the Indians' whereabouts. We'll need that information for the battle.
What battle?
We will eliminate these savages once and for all.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, can't I?
Look, we don't have to fight them.
John, what's gotten into you?
I met one of them.
You what? A savage?
They're not savages. They can help us. They know the land. They know how to navigate the rivers.
Out of the pouch comes an ear of corn.
And look, it's food.
What is it?
It's better than hardtack and gruel, that's for sure.
I like gruel.
They don't want to feed us, you ninnies! They want to kill us! All of us! They've got our gold, and they'll do anything to keep it!
But there is no gold.
No gold? And I suppose your little Indian friend told you this?
Yes.
Lies! Lies! All of it! Murderous thieves, there's no room for their kind in civilized society.
But this is their land!
This is my land! I make the laws here. And I say, anyone who so much as looks at an Indian without killing him on sight will be tried for treason and hanged.
Pocahontas runs through the village, heading for the forest.
Pocahontas! Nakoma!
Don't go out there. I lied for you once. Don't ask me to do it again.
I have to do this.
He's one of them. You don't know him. If you go out there, you'll be turning your back on your own people.
I'm trying to help my people.
Pocahontas, please. You're my best friend. I don't want you to get hurt.
I won't. I know what I'm doing.
Pocahontas, no! As Pocahontas heads through the cornfields, John Smith douses his candle and slips out of his tent with Miko.
Radcliffe wouldn't take us halfway around the world for nothing.
But what if Smith is right?
What if there is no...
Sneaking behind other tents and wagons, John and Miko head for the settlement wall, unseen.
Those savages didn't attack us for nothing. They're hiding something.
Thomas spots John and quietly gets up and follows to the wall. Below the sentries, John slips out and heads off into the forest with Miko at his heels. Thomas, worried, stares off after John.
Follow him.
Yes, Governor.
I want to know where he's sneaking off to.
Yes, sir.
And if you happen to see any Indians, shoot them. Oh, and Thomas, you've been a slipshod sailor and a poor excuse for a soldier. Don't disappoint me again.
Thomas swallows hard and goes off into the night. Kokuam is sharpening a stone blade.
Kokuam.
What is it?
It's Pocahontas.
What's wrong? Is she all right?
I think she's in trouble.
Pocahontas approaches Grandmother Willow.
The earth is trembling, child. What's happened?
The warriors are here.
Pocahontas.
John.
Listen to me. My men are planning to attack your people. You've got to warn them.
Maybe it's not too late to stop this. You have to come with me and talk to my father.
Pocahontas, talking isn't going to do any good. I already tried talking to my men, but everything about this land has them spooked.
Percy staggers out, still stuck in the log.
That's the strangest creature I've ever seen.
He falls and rolls down a slope, hits a bump, flies out of the log, lands in John Smith's arms, and spies Miko.
Easy, Percy. Come here.
Miko, come back.
You see what I mean? Once two sides want to fight, nothing can stop them.
Come here, both.
It's all right. Try it. He's a friend. Bad dog. Sit.
Miko grabs Fritz and starts a sword fight with Percy.
All right, that's enough.
Grandmother Willow's voice silences everyone and makes Percy fall back into the stream. A willow branch picks him out and deposits him on dry land.
Now then, there's something I want to show you. Look.
The willow branch dips back into the water. The ripples.
What about them?
So small at first, then look how they grow. But someone has to start them.
They're not going to listen to us.
Young man, sometimes the right path is not the easiest one. Don't you see? Only when the fighting stops can you be together.
Pocahontas gives John a hopeful look.
All right. Let's go talk to your father.
Pocahontas throws her arms around John. Grandmother Willow smiles. Percy and Miko stand side by side, and Flit flits happily. The two lovers gaze at each other, move together, and then kiss passionately. A musket barrel moves a hanging branch to better see the kiss. It is Thomas, dumbstruck. Another face emerges from the dark. Kokuam. The kiss continues until... Kokuam tackles John Smith.
Kokuam! No!
Kokuam doesn't hear as he strikes at John with a tomahawk. John blocks the blow with a branch, and Kokuam draws his stone knife.
Kokuam!
Thomas crosses the stream with his musket.
Leave him alone!
Pocahontas tries to pull the warrior off John. Thomas primes his weapon. The knife blade comes closer and closer to John's throat as Thomas takes careful aim at Kokuam.
Kokuam! Stop!
Both eyes open.
As Kokuam falls back, he pulls Pocahontas' necklace from around her neck.
Thomas! Is he?
You killed him.
I thought that...
Get away from him!
Pocahontas, it won't help. He was only...
He killed him!
Thomas, get out of here! Get out of here!
Flit, Miko, and Percy stand horrified. Warriors swarm into the glade, capture John Smith, and drag him off. The other warriors hoist Kokuum's body out of the water and carry him back to the village, leaving Pocahontas kneeling by the riverbank in shock. On his way out of the glade, Miko turns to see Percy standing alone, shaking with fright, lost and confused. Miko approaches him and gently puts his paw on Percy's shoulder. The two of them trot sadly toward the village. A warrior carries Kokuum's lifeless body to Chief Powhatan.
Who did this?
Pocahontas was out in the woods. Kokuum went to find her, and this white man attacked them.
John is tied up on his knees in the longhouse.
Your weapons are strong, but now our anger is stronger. At sunrise, he will be the first to die.
But Father!
I told you to stay in the village. You disobeyed me. You have shamed your father.
I was only trying to help.
Because of your foolishness, Kokuum is dead. Take him away.
Pocahontas is devastated. She sinks to her knees. Nakoma watches her best friend.
Kokuum was just coming to protect me. Pocahontas, I sent Kokuum after you. I was worried about you. I thought I was doing the right thing. All this happened because of me. And now I'll never see John Smith again. Come with me.
Nakoma leads Pocahontas to the guarded hut.
Pocahontas wants to look into the eyes of the man who killed Kokuum.
Be quick.
Inside, John is on his knees, his hands tied to a pole behind his back.
Pocahontas.
I'm so sorry.
For what? This? I've gotten out of worse scrapes than this. Can't think of any right now, but...
It would have been better if we'd never met. None of this would have happened.
Pocahontas, look at me. I'd rather die tomorrow than live 100 years without knowing you.
Pocahontas, I can't leave you.
You never will. No matter what happens to me, I'll always be with you. Forever.
He kisses her palm as she leaves. John watches her disappear into the night. At the settlement wall.
Help! Somebody help! Help! Help!
Easy, lad. What is it?
It's Smith! They got him!
Who got him?
The savages!
Savages?
They captured him! Dragged him off!
Where'd they take him?
They headed north.
How many were there?
I don't know, at least a dozen.
Filthy beast. Ratcliffe was right!
It's perfect, Wiggins. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have planned this better myself. The gold is as good as mine.
We've got to save him! He'd do the same for any of us.
Thomas is right. We've got to do something.
And so we shall. I told you those savages couldn't be trusted. Right. Smith tried to befriend them. And look what they've done to him. Right. But now I say it's time to rescue our courageous comrade. At daybreak, we attack! What can you expect from filthy little heathens? Here's what you get when races are diverse. The skins are hellish red. They're only good when dead. They're vermin, as I said, and worse.
They're savages, savages.
Barely even human.
Savages, savages.
Drive them from our shore. They're not like you and me, which means they must be evil. We must turn the drums of war.
They're savages, savages, dirty, shrieking devils. Now we sound the drums of war.
At the village, the warriors are likewise preparing for war.
This is what we feared. The Paleface is a demon. The only thing they feel at all is greed. Beneath that milky hide, There's emptiness inside.
I wonder if they even bleed.
They're savages, savages.
Barely even human.
Savages, savages.
Killers at the core. They're different from us, which means they can't be trusted. We must sound the drums of war.
They're savages, savages.
First we deal with this one.
Then we sound the drums of war.
Savages, savages.
Let's go get a few men.
Savages, savages.
Now it's up to you, men!
Savages, savages, and even human. Now we sound the drums.
They're going to kill him at sunrise, Grandmother Willow.
You have to stop them.
I can't.
Child, remember your dream.
I was wrong, Grandmother Willow. I followed the wrong path. I feel so lost. Hearing this, Miko gets an idea. He scrambles up the willow tree to search his treasure trove, while Percy sits sympathetically next to the grieving Pocahontas. Miko returns with John Smith's compass. The compass? Examining and turning the compass, she notices something for the first time. Spinning arrow.
It's the arrow from your dream.
I was right. It was pointing to him. As the sun comes up, she looks back at the village in despair. Sunrise!
It's not too late, child. Let the spirits of the earth guide you.
The spinning arrow stops.
You know your path, child. Now follow it.
Ratcliffe approaches in battle dress.
This will be the day. Let's go, men.
Over the crest of the hill come cannons.
This will be the morning. Bring out the prisoner.
We will see them dying in the cross.
I don't know what I can do. Still, I know I've got to try.
Now we make them pay.
Eagle, help my feet to fly.
Now without a warning.
Help my heart be great.
Blood and bone and
spirits of the earth and sky, please don't let it be too late.
Savages, savages, evil
kill them!
Savages, savages,
what are we waiting for?
Destroy their evil race until there's not a trace left. We will sound the drums of war.
And raises his war club. No! Pocahontas throws herself across John Smith.
If you kill him, you'll have to kill me too.
Daughter, stand back.
I won't! I love him, father.
Powhatan is stunned. The settlers pause with uncertainty. The warriors lower their bows.
Look around you. This is where the path of hatred has brought us.
Powhatan starts to lower his war club.
This is the path I choose, father. What will yours be?
Powhatan looks over at the settlers with their guns aimed, then at his warriors with their bows pulled taut. As the chief ponders his daughter's words, a wind suddenly picks up and swirls around everyone, blowing colored leaves throughout the sight. His expression begins to soften. The settlers look at each other expectantly. Powhatan looks to his warriors, then to the settlers. Is it war or peace?
My daughter speaks with the wisdom beyond her years. We have all come here with anger in our hearts, but she comes with courage and understanding. From this day forward, if there is to be more killing, it will not start with me. Release him.
As the knife cuts the rope, Pocahontas and John Smith fly into each other's arms as Nakoma sighs in relief. Thomas lowers his musket. The warriors see this and lower their weapons.
Now's our chance! Fire!
No.
What?
They let him go!
They don't want to fight!
It's a trick, don't you see? Fire!
Thomas stands, unyielding.
settle this myself!
Ratcliffe grabs a musket and aims at Powhatan.
No!
John leaps in front of the chief and takes the shot in his side. Pocahontas drops to her knees beside John as Ratcliffe is stunned.
You shot him!
He stepped right into it. It's his own fault.
Smith was right all along.
We never should have listened to you.
Get the gun!
Traitors! Unhand me, I shall dare you.
Put him in chains!
I see you all hang for this.
And gag him as well.
Later, on the beach, Thomas approaches the dinghy.
Is he going to make it, Thomas?
The sooner he gets back to England, the better.
Well, let's hope the wind is with him.
Is the ship ready yet?
Any minute now. Just loading the last bit of cargo.
Untie me at once! I have your head for it!
And he came so highly recommended.
Thomas crosses the beach to John Smith, lying in great pain on a stretcher.
The ship's almost ready. We'd better get you on board. We'll lose the tide.
No, not yet. She said she'd be here.
Look.
Shadowy figures approach through the mist. The uneasy settlers pick up their muskets, ready for any trouble. Emerging from the mist, Pocahontas is leading men and women from her village. They carry baskets of food for the travelers. The tension relaxes as Pocahontas crosses the beach toward John. Thomas takes off his hat as he meets her.
Going back is his only chance. He'll die if he stays here.
She gently touches Thomas's shoulder and thanks, then kneels next to the stretcher with a leather pouch for John. Here. It's from Grandmother Willow's bark. It'll help with the pain.
What pain? I've had worse pain than this. Can't think of any right now, but...
Chief Powhatan places his royal mantle across John's body.
You are always welcome among our people. Thank you, my brother.
Flit flies over and alights on John's finger.
I thought you didn't like strangers.
Flit flies over to Miko and Percy. The pug dog now wears a feather headdress. The hummingbird nudges the others, and they hold up a gift for Pocahontas.
My mother's necklace.
As she puts on the necklace, John once more ruffles Percy's hair.
See you, Percy.
For a final gift, the raccoon dusts off a biscuit and gives it to John, who accepts with a warm smile. Then he turns to gaze at Pocahontas. He gently puts his hand on her cheek.
Come with me.
She hesitates, then looks up at her father.
You must choose your own path.
Both groups, the settlers and the Indians, watch Pocahontas expectantly. It is the most difficult decision of her life. She holds John's hand tightly against her cheek.
I'm needed here.
Then, I'll stay with you.
No. You have to go back.
But I can't leave you.
You never will. No matter what happens, I'll always be with you. Forever.
She holds his face and gently kisses him, lingering for a long moment. The men carefully lift the stretcher to carry him to the shore. Pocahontas is still holding John's hand. Her grip loosens and finally lets go.
Good luck, lad. Godspeed, John.
The men push off the dinghy and head toward the big ship as Pocahontas watches in silence. Powhatan steps up behind her. She leans her head against his shoulder for a moment, accepting his consolation. John is lifted aboard. The big sails are released. As the sails unfurl, the ship begins to move. Pocahontas breaks away from her father and starts running. She races through the forest, parallel to the riverbank, the high masts and sails of the departing vessel visible over the treetops.
she runs up into the high, rocky promontory overlooking the river, where she stands, a solitary figure watching the big ship moving away below her. A wind comes up, swooping colored leaves past her and toward the ship heading out to sea. The wind reaches John, lying on deck. It swirls around him, then up to fill the sails, pushing the ship away. John Smith raises his hand, palm outward, and slowly makes a circle in the air. On the rocky peak, Pocahontas, palm outward, slowly carves the circle. Anna, goodbye. Been listening to Theater Vision. If you or someone you know has vision loss, call 1-800-FIGHT-RP. This is Irene Bedard, and thank you.
If I never knew you, if I never felt this love, I won't have no inkling of how precious life can be. And I'm so grateful to you, I'd have lived my whole life lost forever if I never knew you.
If I never knew you, I'd be safe but half as real. Never know.
Of the wind. How high
All you'll own is earth and tears.